Item number three is the purchase of service agreements.
And Amy and Brian.
Good morning.
Mary, your mic is off, so. So, Mary, I can see. Go ahead.
We were under professional services contracts, correct?
Yes, there was one more, Chairman. There was one more contract.
United Tax Services LLC for $169.5. We didn't discuss that.
Okay, very good. Sorry about that. Let's go back.
So this contract, a professional service contract, is the fiscal agent that we have hired to provide the stipends to the panels that will be engaged to review our request for proposals. So as a result of the Cairo Communications recommendations and an internal project, we wanted to make sure that our panels for RFPs were reflective of our community, and that we had a standing panel essentially that was available for the many RFPs issued by the Department of Health and Human Services. We almost did an RFP for RFP panelists, and we spent several weeks seeking interested panelists from connections we made through our provider networks and the like. This contract reflects the payment for them. One of our challenges is in the past is we sought volunteer panelists, and often we'd have five panelists and one would fail to complete the review, or there'd be challenges which led to some issues with our RFPs. So this provides a substantial stipend for people who engage in this work for us on our behalf, and I feel pretty good about the panel. I've seen the list, and I think we were successfully able to find, I want to say, 10 or 12 folks to start. Dennis Busing's here. He may have some further information, but this is essentially the vehicle for which these individuals would be paid.
Yes, so, yeah, we've increased the stipend in the RFP from $100 to $150 for each proposal reviewed. So about half of this dollar amount is to cover those fees or incentives, and the other half actually is the salary of the Mental Health Board analyst, Katie. So her salary and then the accounting fees are and payroll taxes are included in this dollar amount as well. So it's about, I would say it's about 50-50.
Thanks, Dennis. I had forgotten about that as well. So yeah, they're our fiscal agent to pick Kate. And if you guys remember, that was intended so that she could be really an independent position, not through the county payroll system.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. And so that's United Tax Services, huh? Is that the name of the company?
Correct.
So, certainly the. So, anyway, is there a motion to approve or recommend to the board approval?
Motion to approve. Newbauer.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. I understand the value of this totally, because I know that, especially at the state level, independent reviews get challenged. Even in the courts, there are suits, lawsuits, if it's not handled correctly. And it's important to have a clean review and all of that for those reasons. It can become messy and delayed and complicated if it's not handled cleanly. So all in favor? Say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstaining? Motion is unanimous.